Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to talk about an important aspect of the narcissist that a lot of people don't really think about. You know, they deal with a shady narcissist, a narcissist that plays games on them, but what they don't realize is that the narcissist has no respect for you. Period, dot, end of story. So I'm going to get into how a narcissist disrespects you. And see, this is what a lot of people don't get. They don't realize at the time that this person is disrespecting you. For example, let's say they don't text you back in a timely fashion, but you always text them back in a timely fashion. That is disrespect, okay, if they're constantly doing that. Let's say they see your texts and you see that they read the texts, but they don't respond, okay? And they don't respond in a, you know, in a timely fashion. That is disrespect, okay? That is showing you that you are nothing, that they don't have to get back to you. They get back to you when they feel like doing that. But would they do that to their boss? Probably not, okay? Because they know that they have to do, you know, they have to do the right thing with their boss, okay? Or they get fired and they don't want to look bad in their boss's eyes. And this is how you know that narcissists are very aware of what they do, because they're chameleons that can alter themselves depending on who they're dealing with, all right? So they know they're lying, they know they're gaslighting, they know they're playing games. So when a narcissist is playing games with you, it is just blatant disrespect, okay? And one of the things you have to understand is if somebody doesn't respect you, they could never love you, all right? Listen again. If somebody doesn't respect you, they could never love you, because love and respect go hand in hand. So a narcissist could never love somebody because they don't respect anybody, all right? They only are concerned with themselves. In order to respect somebody means that, you know, you have to do things, you know, that you normally would not want to do. It's not about you. You're doing something, you know, you're going out of your way because you respect that person, all right? And another way that people respect you is by validating you. In other words, when you're talking to the narcissist or you're talking to a regular person, when you talk to a regular person that values your opinion or has respect for you, they're going to listen to you. All right? They're going to listen to you. They're going to hear you out. But a narcissist has no respect. They don't care. Okay? So they won't even, when you talk to a narcissist or you try to resolve things with a narcissist, it is absolutely futile. You will not get anywhere. They are not listening because they have no respect for you. Okay? They view you as a subordinate. You're beneath them. And they won't give you that validation because they don't want to lift you up. A lot of times, narcissists do this because they're jealous, okay? And you'll see that in families. They won't give you any kind of, you know, accolade or anything like that because they don't want you to think that you're better than them. So they will ignore you. They will gaslight you. They will play games. But understand again, this is disrespect, okay? Also, a narcissist disrespects you by gossiping behind your back, okay? Mad disrespect. when you're dealing with somebody and you're telling them confident things about yourself, okay, how you feel, you're being vulnerable, and then you find out that they're talking to their flying monkeys, or maybe even really dirty, talking to your family, that is mad disrespect. They're trying to smear you and tarnish your reputation. And why do they do that? Because they want these other people to not have respect for you. They want to tear apart and tear away the respectful person that you are. And the way they do that is by smearing you, okay, or ignoring you. When a narcissist ignores you, again, it's disrespect. They are disrespecting you. They are ignoring you because they're, you know, angry at you and they're trying to punish you or they're trying to control you, all right? But all of this is disrespect. So what do you do about a situation like that? This is what it is, you guys. You have to teach people how to treat you, okay? What you will and you won't accept, okay? And this is very difficult with a narcissist. And again, what do I always say? It depends on supply and demand and whether that narcissist needs you. If that narcissist needs you, for whatever reason it is, they are going to have to, you know, alter themselves to respect you. And this is how you command the respect. But if the narcissist doesn't need you, you could be replaced. They're going to have zero respect for you. Zero, zero, zero. Okay? So a narcissist will only show respect to people that maybe they can get something out of. That a narcissist will alter themselves, okay? In other words, they'll be very kind. They'll get back to somebody. You know, a narcissist is very respectful in the beginning, the love bombing stages. See, that's how you know that they know what they're doing. In the beginning stages, when they need you, in the love bombing stages, and they're trying to get some supply out of you, oh, they're very respectful. Oh, they're always calling you back on time. Oh, they're always hearing you out and listening to you. They're very respectful, okay? It's all manipulation. They're trying to be respectful because they want something out of you. Oh, they're so nice to your kids and everything like that. They're trying to get something out of you. But what happens 6 months or later in the relationship? Guess what? They're not respectful because in general, that respect that they were showing you in the beginning was an act. It was a fake facade. They saw something in you that they needed or they wanted, okay? So in order to command respect, you have to not be codependent on the narcissist. And this is the problem for a lot of people that may be married and they're financially, you know, codependent on the narcissist. So they put up with this shit, all right? They put up with the narcissist treating them like crap because they have nowhere to go. They're not independent. They're not on their own. Or, you know, if it's not a financial thing, they're afraid to be on their own, okay? And the narcissist knows it. So the more that the narcissist knows that you are codependent on them, the more disrespectful that narcissist will be towards you because they know they've got you, all right? And this is another reason why narcissists are nice to outsiders and miserable to you at home. They have you. They already got you. They don't have to be nice to you. They don't have to win you over. But with other people, they're trying to win them over and have them in their corner if they need them. Okay? And it's also a way to invalidate you, make you feel like you're nothing. They're going to be nice to other people and boost up other people right in front of you to make you feel like you're nothing, or they'll ignore you in a room with other people and be real nice to other people. Passive aggressive behavior. That's your covert narcissist right there. All right? Mad disrespect. Mad disrespect. So you guys, you've got to be focused when you're dealing with a narcissist and realize when somebody is disrespecting you. This is boundaries. People don't know how to put boundaries in place. Now, the problem comes when you've dealt with this for, you know, a certain amount of period, let's say a couple of years, a long period of time with this narcissist just running and doing what they want. And now all of a sudden you want to put boundaries in place. Well, guess what? It's not going to work unless the narcissist needs you. If the narcissist doesn't need you and you put those boundaries in place, that narcissist is not going to deal with you, okay? So boundaries don't always work. The thing is, when you first start dating somebody or you get serious with somebody, you've got to have your self-worth. You've got to respect yourself, because if you don't respect yourself, the narcissist surely won't respect you, okay? Because the more that you allow that narcissist to run you down, the less respect that narcissist will have for you. The nicer you are and the more you're kissing up to the narcissist, the less respect that narcissist will have for you, okay? Because they'll look at you as you being desperate. There's a certain amount of desperation. This is how narcissists view when people are super, super nice to them. They feel either you're desperate or you want something out of them, okay? Narcissists don't trust. So they feel like you're being sneaky. There's something sneaky about your niceness. They're not going to trust it, all right? Or they just think that you're very desperate and you can't get anybody else. In either case, guess what? That narcissist has no respect for you, all right? So you've got to be independent and not need the narcissist. You are made whole by God, and understand that. You don't need somebody else, okay? Yes, we all want somebody to, you know, grow old with and have as a companion and everything like that. But that doesn't mean that we deal with a narcissist that tears us apart internally and it tears us apart our soul, okay? So you've always got to have your independence. Independence financially, independence in the sense that, you know, you have your own thing. You're not codependent on the narcissist for anything. When you're an independent person, you could take care of yourself. You could be on your own. You don't need that narcissist for money. You don't need them for validation. You don't need them for companionship. You don't need them for anything. You become a dangerous person to the narcissist, because now the narcissist knows they can't manipulate you, all right? So you got to break that codependency of leaning on this person and see it for what it was. You're leaning on this person because you feel that the narcissist is going to give you happiness. That's what it comes down to. If you're trauma bonded to that narcissist, that's because you think that that narcissist is the only way for you to get happiness. You don't see that there's millions of other people in this world that can make you happy. And you don't even need other people. You yourself can make yourself happy. You make yourself happy. Why? Happiness is accepting what is and appreciating what you have. You don't know what you have till you don't have it no more, okay? And believe me, you see that when you go through hard times. And I saw it when I went through hard times with my son. Just getting a good night's sleep, I am thankful for, you guys. Because imagine not being able to sleep every night and having to be up every night, having to give medications and deal with a hyperactive kid all night long and, you know, was aggressive and everything, all right? It wasn't easy. So you're thankful for your peace. This is the point in all this. You're thankful for your peace. Narcissists don't give you peace because they don't conform and work with you. They're against you. They're a sole operator. They're out for themselves, okay? And they don't respect you. And when they disrespect you, you've got to step back from it. First, you check them and you let them know, you know, you ever talk to me that way? You ever put me down? You ever walk out of the room on me or something like that? That'll be the last conversation you ever have with me. And you've got to mean it. There's got to be consequences. You've got to know what you'll put up with and what you want, all right? And the problem is, a lot of people don't know that. They just kind of go with the flow. And then the narcissist is, you know, walking out on them, giving them the silent treatment, this and that, and they're waiting around for the narcissist to come back, or they're begging the narcissist. You are being disrespected. You've got to command your respect. And yes, that does mean that, you know, if you feel that you want to try to talk to the narcissist, that does mean that you let them know. You let them know that you're nobody to be played with, okay? They know who they can play with and who they can't. Trust me when I tell you, all right? So don't be so afraid to open your mouth to the narcissist unless you're dealing with a malignant narcissist who could be dangerous and there's a threat of, you know, physical harm, all right? But you let them know, you know, you break my boundary again, you and I will not be doing this, okay? Understand this, you know, when you want to ignore me, I'm not going to be around when you come back, all right? This is what you have to let them know, and you have to mean it, and you've got to follow through, because they'll test you, they'll try you, and 9 times out of 10, you know, if you've let it go, where they ignored you, and then they come back, and you're sitting there talking to them like nothing, you know, you haven't set that boundary in place, and they feel they could do this shit. All right. This is a narcissist has a double standard. They could do whatever they want and you better not. But that's why you got to stand up for yourself and let them know. You've got to let them know, hey, you know, you ignore my texts and everything like that. You ever do that again, then you're not respecting me and I can't be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't respect me. Okay. Just so let's make ourselves clear. You want me to respect you? Then you have to respect me as well. And if you don't show me respect, then we can't be in this relationship. Because in order to be in a healthy, strong relationship, you have to respect your partner. And if you can't do that, then we won't be in this relationship. This is how you have to be. You know why? Because now you're respecting yourself. Now, if you're one of these people that can't do that, and you know, you just kind of like, You talk to them. Talk means shit, okay? Talk means shit. A narcissist is laughing when you're talking to them every time that they break your boundaries. And then they come back and you're still talking to them, okay? Your talk doesn't mean shit. Why? Because you're still there. You're still there. It's like these people that say to me, oh, what do I do when the narcissist blocks me, ghosts me, and then they come back? What do you do? What do you do? You get rid of that somebody like that, okay? They blocked you, they ghosted you because they were busy with someone else and now they're coming back to use you as a backup supply. You don't even acknowledge that person. You just block them. Keep blocking them however they contact you. Mad disrespect. Mad disrespect. And another way you get disrespected is like if your partner is being flirtatious out in public. This happens a lot. And it actually happened to me when I was out on a date with somebody who was actually flirting with the waitress. I have a feeling he knew her from somewhere else. Okay. It was like a secret that they had between the two of them. And she was like complimenting him on his cologne. Oh, you smell so good and everything. And he's sitting there like blushing and everything, but eating that shit up. Okay. And, you know, kind of like the darting eyes back and forth between her and everything and going to the bathroom and took a long time in the bathroom. Who knows what he was doing? He might have been getting her number. He might have been talking to somebody else. But what he was doing was shady, okay? And when I told one of my guy friends about it, he said to me, the first thing he said to me is mad disrespect. This is like one of my homie people from Newark, New Jersey. And he said to me, mad disrespect. He said, that dude was disrespecting you. And I said, I know. He said, get rid of him. Mad disrespect. So the point in all this is this, you guys. When somebody disrespects you, all right, if you want to give them a chance, you give them one chance and you check them. And you let them know that if you ever do that again, you and I will not be talking. Okay. But, you know, really when somebody disrespects you, they don't value you. And a narcissist doesn't value you as a person. They value you as an object. You're a supply. You're just somebody that they could use for money, sex, a place to stay, an ego trip, whatever they're using you for. Okay. But they don't respect you. And they don't respect you if they could use you. If they're using you for sex, they don't respect you. And so many of these women are getting used and abused. And they wonder why the guys don't want to be in a relationship with them. Because these guys don't respect you. okay? Because you're not respecting yourself. You're giving it away too easy, so they're not respecting you. What don't you understand? Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free, okay? But the problem is, there's so many, you know, cows, free cows out there that, you know, this is why people don't want to be in a relationship, or they're jumping around and the narcissist can run with it, because there's an abundance of supply, abundance of available sex out there, because the accessibility through social media and online, all right? So you guys, it's about respect, all right? And these narcissists, they'll try to disrespect you too. They'll try to get you on a video chat. They'll try to do a sex chat with you. They'll pretend to be into you. They're using you. You guys, they're using you. This is what I have to say to all this. People have to earn you, okay? They have to earn you. And in order for somebody to earn you, they've got to put in the time. It can't be 3 months. It can't be 6 months. It's got to be at least 6 months to a year of consistency. And even that, you don't know somebody, you guys. You don't know. You find things about people years down the line. I didn't find things about my ex-husband till years down the line. Okay. So, you know, about hiding money and all this other shit. All right. But the point is, you guys, somebody's got to respect you. Now, when the narcissist has these flying monkeys and they're making these flying monkeys a priority over you, okay, that is mad disrespect. And this is what happens. A narcissist, their flying monkeys could be their family, their toxic mother and father, their toxic best friend, their toxic homegirl or home guy that they say is just a friend. And that's questionable whether it's just a friend or they got something going on. Or they're still friendly with their exes when they should have cut the cord, okay? But they're gaslighting you and telling you things like, oh, I'm just having Sunday dinner over at my ex's house because of the kids, okay? There's no need for that. You're in a relationship. You know, you go and you take your kids and you go out. It's too friendly, all right? So narcissists disrespect you with these flying monkeys and these third-party people that get into your business. And they sit there and they gossip about you and commiserate about you. And that is mad disrespect. The narcissist, and this is the covert narcissist now, they disrespect you, you guys, by bad-mouthing you to the flying monkeys, okay? They have no respect. These people have no respect. They don't value you. They value the flying monkeys over you. I hate to tell you, those flying monkeys, they value over you. That's their friends, family, whoever they're really close with. They show them more respect than they show you. Those are their comrades. Those are the ones that beef up the ego of the narcissist. So, of course, they're going to show them more respect, and they need them in their corner for validation. That's why they'll show more respect to them than they will to you. They also disrespect you as a way to push you down, okay? See, in order for a narcissist to lift themselves up, they've got to push you down, and by pushing you down, they do it by disrespect, okay? And they disrespect you in the sense that they treat you like a jerk, all right? A narcissist thinks you're a fool. So go listen to my podcast that I did a little bit back, okay, about how covert narcissists think you're a fool. And that's the truth, you guys. Narcissists think you're a fool, all right? That's why they play these mind games on you, because they think you're a dope, you're a dummy, because you wear your heart on your sleeve. And they feel you don't know the game, so you're a fool. And they don't respect a fool, because you don't know the game, you don't know what's up. You're a sucker. You're all about the truth. They feel that people that, you know, show their hand or are truthful or are transparent, they feel you're a sucker. I hate to tell you that, but that's the raw truth. And that's why they play this word salad and gaslight you and tell you things like, oh, it didn't happen like that, or I really don't remember. They're trying to play you for a fucking fool, okay? Understand that. They have no respect. They're playing you for a fool. So the way you handle somebody like that is you don't participate in the BS. The minute that you see somebody's gaslighting you and they're going on and they're trying to say, well, you know, I it didn't happen like that. And, you know, I really don't know what you're talking about. When you know they know what you're talking about, you just say, you know what? We're done here. You walk away. That's your way of letting them know, I'm not going to listen to your nonsense. I see what you're doing. And you walk away. I'm out. And you walk away. You just say, you know what? I'm out. And you walk away. That's your way of letting them know you're not going to even listen to their nonsense. Okay? And you see their mouth drop off after that because now they know they can't manipulate you, that you see them. You know their game, okay? But, you guys, I got to top this off. The bottom line is this, okay? Respect yourself and make sure that other people respect you. And when you get involved with somebody, have your guidelines in place. Let them know. Tell them from the get-go. I've done that. I've told people. I said, listen, I'm going to tell you straight up, all right? I treat people the way I want to be treated. I respect somebody. When you call me, I will call you back and, you know, when I can, or a reasonable period of time. If you play games, it's a wrap. You're done, all right? You've got to let them know. You've got to let them know from the get-go that you're not going to play games. Now, if they disappear, they did you a favor and they saw that they couldn't manipulate you. You're too smart for that shit, okay? You're not somebody that they could play with. So that's why they disappear when you set up that boundary. But if they stay, then you know you're dealing with an authentic person, or you got to be careful. They may stay and think that they can manipulate you because they may feel that you're thirsty for them. So this is why you can't be thirsty for anybody, all right? You don't need anybody. That other person has got to respect you in order for, you know, you to move forward. They've got to treat you like they would treat, you know, their best friend or their boss or their parent or somebody like that. They've got to put you above that because you're getting into an exclusive relationship and that other person should be your priority, okay? Your partner is your number one. Okay? Not the mother and father in the background, not the best friend or the homie or anybody else. Your partner, and if you have children, children too, okay? Are number one. But see, a lot of these narcissists, they don't do that. They don't do that. They don't prioritize or they're not all in. Go listen to my podcast about how narcissists are not all in. So you guys, you know, people will treat you by how you let them treat you. So you've got to put that line in the sand and let them know. And you've got to have the strength to walk away. If you don't walk away, you're just going to be a doormat and it's going to keep happening. Because don't think by just bringing it up to the narcissist and trying to have these little conversations with them, they're going to listen to you. They're not going to listen to you as long as you're still sitting there and they know there's no threat of you walking away. So there's got to be consequences. And this is how you command your respect. And most of the time, a narcissist will not be able to do it. Okay, because their level of respect is temporary. They can only show respect at times when they want something. But when they don't want something and then they get comfortable in the relationship, they have zero respect. So a narcissist does not respect their partner. Okay, the only time they respect them is when they need them or they're ganging up with their partner against somebody else, like two covert narcissists ganging up on somebody else, all right? But, you know, it's all about how you want to live, you guys. Because if you're living with somebody who doesn't respect you, you're going to be very unhappy. You're going to be very unhappy, and that's going to cut away at your self-esteem. That's going to cause anxiety and depression. They're going to make you think that there's something wrong with you. If it's a covert narcissist, they're going to say you have a mental illness to try to discredit you and disrespect you to other people. This is how they try to cut you down. They use the mental card. Covert narcissists love to use the mental card on you to discredit you so that nobody respects you or what you say. And this happens, okay? And this happened to me, all right? This happened to me, and you know, where they ganged up on me and they used that on me because I was not buying into their bullshit and they tried to discredit what came out of my mouth, all right? But then you have to step back from it and you say, you know what? I'm dealing with some toxic people here. So they're ganging up on me and the other ones that are in on it have been manipulated. So these are not my people. I'm out of here, okay? I'm out of here because they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth because they can't deal with shame. And I'm calling them out on their shame, all right? So their way to handle that is to discredit me, discredit my reputation, tell me, oh, you know, you should really go talk to a therapist. Oh, you have issues or something. No, I'm calling you out on what you did wrong and you don't want to hear it. So now you're trying to flip it on me and say that I have mental issues because I'm calling you out when you were wrong. Okay, because you can't deal with shame, so it's always got to be somebody else's fault, and now you're blaming me and trying to use the mental card. No, no, no. I'm too smart for that. I'm too smart for that. Now I know I don't deal with you, all right? So I'm getting off tangent. The bottom line is you respect yourself and you distance yourself from people like that. And that's another, I want to add that one last thing in. When you're dealing with somebody and they call you crazy, that is disrespect. When, especially if you know you're talking the truth and you're speaking facts, when you're dealing with somebody and they say something like, oh, you know, you really need to go talk to something. There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. That is disrespect. They are trying to disrespect you. This is the covert narcissist. They're trying to disrespect you and discredit you. Okay. So that everybody thinks there's something wrong with you. Mad disrespect when somebody tries to question your mental state when you are speaking facts and speaking the truth. Recognize it. When somebody calls you crazy, don't deal with that person. That person is jealous of you or you're calling them out for something shameful. So now they're trying to call you crazy. You've got to distance yourself from somebody that like that. Another one that they do is that how they disrespect you. And this, again, the covert narcissist, they'll say something like, oh, you know, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. What they're doing is they're trying to make, you know, they're trying to put you down and make you like a pity. You know, you're the pity act. They pity you. And when people pity you, okay, people that pity you, it's not showing empathy. It's actually a superiority attitude. They're above you. They pity you. Oh, I'll pray for you. That is passive aggressive behavior to put you down and make you think that there's something wrong with you, all right? Recognize it. What you should tell them is you should pray for yourself because you're the one who's going to need it later on, okay? Because they're the ones that are toxic, that have no soul and are demons, all right? So you guys, respect yourself. Don't let anybody walk all over you. You know, you got to have your own self-worth. And the only one that's going to do it is you. The only one that could help you is you. You, 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 you. All right? Stay grounded in, you know, walk in the truth. Walk in your faith. You know, God is always with you when nobody else is. And I've been there. Okay? And this is how you command your respect. All right? And this is why I am respected by the people that I deal with. They know they can't play with me because I've educated myself. I know what I'm talking about. And I won't deal with somebody that doesn't respect, that doesn't show respect, okay? I just, not doing it, okay? I earned too many stripes to ever deal with that kind of nonsense ever again, all right? So I hope that helps you. If it does, hit the subscribe button and share the podcast. And have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.